for ourselves.
Gone are the days when workers stayed with one company for 40 years and retired with a gold watch and a pension. We live in a job-hopping economy, and that poses new challenges for managing healthcare costs. Yep, these days just about everyone could benefit from a health plan that stays with them through life's changes. Host Rob West speaks about that with Christian Healthcare Ministries' Lauren Gydeck. Then we take your calls on anything at 800-525-7000, anything financial, 800-525-7000. I'm Steve Moore. Medical cost sharing that grows with you. That's next right here on MoneyWise Live. Well, Rob, Lauren Gydeck is Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries. She joins us now by phone to talk about a great option for folks who just want to find some stability in paying for healthcare.
Well, that's exactly right, Steve. And Lauren, welcome back to MoneyWise Live.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back on the program today.
Absolutely. All right, here's where I'd like to start today. Let's just give a quick explanation of how medical cost sharing works. Perhaps there's some in our listening audience who are not familiar with it. So why don't you begin with a quick overview?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Health cost sharing is a way to meet your medical costs, by banding together with a body of believers, Christian believers all over the country, coming together to share each other's medical bills. And Christian Healthcare Ministries is the largest such organization. We have been around for almost 40 years, since 1981. And everybody pays a monthly amount, and those are the funds that are used to share each other's medical bills.
Yeah, excellent. And so for the person who's saying, okay, how does that work on a daily basis? So I walk into the doctor's office with my 10-year-old who needs a checkup, or I might show up at the hospital with a broken bone. Give us just a quick summary of what that might look like in terms of how you would talk to those healthcare providers.
Right. Well, it's important to understand that Christian Healthcare Ministries is not health insurance. It's a nonprofit ministry. So what folks do is when they go to talk to their healthcare providers, they just let them know that they are a self-pay patient because this is not an insurance program. And then, the providers will actually bill the patients directly. And then the patients go ahead and turn around and submit those medical bills to Christian Healthcare Ministries, and we share those costs.
Yeah, that's great. And you've been doing that, as you said, for a long time to the tune of literally billions of dollars. Mm. Well, today we're talking, Lauren, about medical cost sharing program that can travel with you through the life's stages. And I'd love for you to talk about who can benefit from this type of program in that light.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that question, because Christian Healthcare Ministries is for anybody who, believes in New Testament teachings and lives a biblical lifestyle. And, of course, none of us do that perfectly. But we're not looking for perfect people. We're just looking for, Christians who want to share each other's burdens. And, this is based on, the behavior of the New Testament church in the book of Acts in chapters 2 and 4, when it said that all the believers joined together and pooled their resources, and because of that, there was none in need. Everyone had what they needed. So Christian healthcare is just, a 21st century reliving of the book of Acts, if you will.
I love it. And it really does span life stages in the sense that, and we can get into a few of the specifics related to the various stages, but whether you're a college student all the way up to somebody who's thinking about, retirement in that stage of life, really this is a solution that can be there for you for your medical costs. Isn't that true?
Yes. We do have, surprisingly, I learned recently that, the demographic that are interested in Christian healthcare are younger than what I had thought it was. Some of our Google Analytics and things pulled up that information. But we do have a significant younger crowd, you know, who are in college or maybe they're in those years where they're looking to start a family and they just haven't done that yet. You know, they're looking for the right person to marry. And then we have a lot of folks on the other side of the spectrum, too. You know, we have empty nesters. You know, we have folks approaching retirement and the whole gamut of ages.
Well, we'll get into some of those life stages specifically and talk about how this particular ministry can be a resource, perhaps for you. And, Steve, we'll have time for some questions.
Well, indeed we will. Again, our phone number, if you'd like to speak with Rob West and our guest, Lauren Gydeck, 800-525-7000.
Many people adopt an attitude toward marriage and finances that it'll all work out somehow. But sadly, it often doesn't. Financial woes can devastate a marriage, but there is a better way. God's Way. Money and Marriage God's Way by Howard Dayton will help you discover God's approach to growing your finances, strengthening your relationship with your mate, and cultivating godly joy. Money and Marriage God's Way is available when you click the store button at moneywiselive.org.
If you need investing guidance, you probably want help that's grounded in God's Word. That's the approach taken by Sound Mind Investing. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire wisdom and confidence in their investing. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a good and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available online at soundmindinvesting.org.
Prayer is something that most people only really turn to seriously when the chips are down. You and I can be sure that there are a lot more people praying today than there were before the coronavirus breakout. And yet this whole prayer thing was never meant to be merely a last resort. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond from ChristianityWorks.com. The startling thing is that when you open God's Word, you discover that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. I wanted to encourage you again with this truth. Listen carefully. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. In fact, we're told to come boldly, boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. So can I encourage you today, take heart, pray boldly, and let God's peace rule in your heart.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Hey, are you in a job or a family situation that you just don't feel you can move from or where you can make adjustments because you're concerned about your insurance, your health care coverage? Lots of people are these days, and for a good reason. So here to talk about it on our program is Lauren Gydeck. She's with Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if we can help you with anything along those lines, we'd love to chat. Here's our phone number. We have open lines, 800-525-7000, 800-525-7000.
Well, and I'm so excited to talk about this. This is not insurance. This is a Christian alternative to sharing one another's health costs. And it's a ministry that's been around for a long, long time, helping a lot of believers. And, you know, that's exactly what it is, isn't it, Lauren, in terms of it's a ministry. And these are folks at Christian Healthcare Ministries that want to come alongside God's people, not only to help them share one another's burdens, but to be there to pray with them and encourage them through life's journey. Isn't that true?
Yes, I would say that the spiritual aspect of what we do is primary. It's forefront. Yeah. That's why we exist. We're here to help people. And, you know, we have done that for, like you said, a long period of time. And that's just the heartbeat of Christian Healthcare Ministries.
Yeah, I've certainly seen that to be true. All right, let's unpack a few of these life stages and talk about how medical cost sharing can really help folks. You mentioned before the break you were even surprised yourself to see the increasing interest of medical cost sharing among college students. Why do you think they're interested in this?
Yeah, I think it's because, you know, they may not have good options elsewhere. You know, they might have a college insurance plan that for whatever reason won't work for them. You know, they might be not in school. They might be, you know, kind of in trade school or looking for a career path. So there could be a lot of reasons that somebody might be interested in Christian Healthcare Ministries. And we also have three different programs. So our gold program is our best one, but we do have more affordable options at our silver and bronze levels. And those in particular are very budget friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's great. And I know it can work for folks who tend to do a lot of job hopping as well, and perhaps that's the next stop as we work our way through these stages. You know, millennials, they call it the gig economy for a reason, is they tend to not plant themselves somewhere and stay at a job for 30 years like generations before did. They tend to move around more frequently. Talk about the benefits of medical cost sharing for somebody in that situation.
Right. It's exactly like you said. I mean, we're seeing a big shift in the job market where people are, you know, maybe only staying at a job for 2 to 3 years or, you know, especially in light of recent circumstances, a lot of folks are, you know, seeking to start their own businesses and things of that nature. So, you know, Christian Healthcare Ministries is great because it's a really flexible option. And you can take that with you no matter where you go because it's not directly linked to your job. You know, if you get a different job or if you start your own business or something like that, you know, you're still a CHM member if you want to be one.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I'll tell you, that's you know, what so many people are looking for these days, and the ability to have a solution like this, not only that's biblical, but that's portable, that can travel with you, I know is really helpful. And, you know, for someone to take a new job or stay in an old one that they may not find satisfying because specifically of healthcare benefits, this can really be that solution that gives them perhaps the freedom to follow the leading of the Lord to do something entirely different. Isn't that right?
Right. And a lot of times what we say we try to do is to be the ministry that is there to help other people do the ministry that they want to do. So if you think about, you know, church staffs, if you think about, you know, small Christian ministries, missionaries, we serve those folks across many states, many nations. You know, it's a great option for them because, you know, they want to follow the Lord's leading in their life, as you said. And sometimes it's hard to do that, you know, if you feel like you're chained to your job.
800-525-7000. Lauren Gydeck with us today from Christian Healthcare Ministries. If you have a question about this and how it might fit into your lifestyle, give us a call. Let us know. Miami, Florida. Hello, Terrence. Thanks for calling. And what's your question?
Yes, I have a daughter. I carried her on my insurance for years until she, I guess, aged out at 25 when I had to pay an exorbitant amount to have her on my policy. But she's been working steadily at a restaurant industry, and they don't really offer a health care package, if you would, for her. And I was wondering if this would be a good fit for her to have her get involved with this, and just was curious about the whole process.
Yeah, Lauren, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a really great question. We do get questions about adult children, and one of two things can happen in that situation. So, you know, if your daughter is single and she is still claimed on your taxes and, you know, she's under age 26, then as long as she's a Christian, she can still be on your Christian Healthcare Ministries membership. So you actually could be on a membership together if you wanted to, or she could just have her own membership, and it would be the same cost for her either way. So you would have a couple different options there.
Can you give us an idea of what the costs are in a situation like this or similar to this?
Right. Well, she could pick whatever program that she wanted to be on. And if she was on a membership with her dad, she could he could pick a different program because we have what we call a unit system. So, you know, the parent would be one unit. If there was another parent, they would be the second unit. And then all the dependent children would be a different unit, each one of those could pick a different program if they wanted to. And I talked a little bit earlier about our gold, silver, and bronze programs as being those options.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And lots more information, specific information, when you visit the website. And Lauren, that's Christian Health at chmministries.org. Is that correct?
chministries.org, right.
chministries.org. Okay. Terrence, I'd encourage you and perhaps your daughter to visit that site and look for some details there. It's a great site. I think you'll find what you're looking for. Thanks very much. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Christy. What's your question?
Yes, I was calling. I have epilepsy, and I have had, 5 brain surgeries in the last 7 years, and 3 of them were last year. And, of course, that's an extreme amount of money to pay, whether you have insurance or not, which we do. But in the years to come, my husband might change jobs, but healthcare is such a huge part, even for the monthly medication cost. And so it's a huge part of our life, and it would be, some jobs or missionary jobs if we wanted to go out of the country to serve can depend on that. We have to think about that. Mm. So is there a cap on this? Is there, how does that work?
Yeah. Christy, Lauren, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Christy, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know that must be a really difficult road for you guys. A couple different things come to mind. One of them is prescriptions is one of those things where with Christian Healthcare Ministries, if you're on monthly maintenance medication, that will last for a long time, this may not be the best option for you. The only way that we pay for prescriptions is if they are incident related, and you would have to be on the gold level. So if it was related to a surgery or something like that. The other thing I wanted to mention, you asked about the caps. We have a cap of $125,000 per illness, per lifetime. So, we also have an additional program for catastrophic medical bills. It's very low cost. It's called Brother's Keeper, and if you join our gold program with Brother's Keeper, then there's actually no cap at all. It's infinite.
Hmm. Okay. And again, for someone like Christy, obviously with a pre-existing condition, what's the best way to get more details without actually, having to sign on the dotted line per se? Just go to the website and look around?
Right. I would encourage you, Christy, just to go to our pre-existing conditions page because there's a lot more information there. And we do help with pre-existing conditions under certain circumstances.
Okay. All right. And Christy, we wish you the best. Thank you very much. We're going to pause here for a brief break, and then we'll come back. We'll take some more of your calls at 800-525-7000. Lauren Gydeck, our guest today, she joins us monthly to talk about all the advantages of Christian Healthcare Ministries and the millions of Christians that are already signed up and using this great organization. Christians helping one another, just exactly what we find in the New Testament. We'll be back with more after this brief break.
Many people adopt an attitude toward marriage and finances that it'll all work out somehow, but sadly, it often doesn't. Financial woes can devastate a marriage, but there is a better way. God's Way. Money and Marriage God's Way by Howard Dayton will help you discover God's approach to growing your finances, strengthening your relationship with your mate, and cultivating godly joy. Money and Marriage God's Way is available when you click the store button at moneywiselive.org.
Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Here's Beth Moore with a quick word.
We have a whole lot of people in the church that cloak a critical spirit with something called spiritual discernment, and it drives me crazy. A critical, judgmental spirit is exactly what it sounds like it is, because the discernment of the Holy Spirit does not make us mean and ugly. And there are people that think they're called to it. It makes me want to throw up, because we're called to, above all else, we are called to love. God is never calling us to be mean-spirited and ugly. Not ever, not ever. One of the scriptures I want you to write down, I'm going to end with it, is Philippians 1, 9 and 10. And it's something that we talked about just here recently in our lesson on Romans 5, 5, when he said, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight so that you may be able to discern what is best. You and I want to discern what is best. Oh, I pray. And we'll be able to put some of these principles to the test because you and I want to be led in the deep things of the Spirit. That's where the adventure is. That's where the ride is. That's where your walk gets to look different than the person's walk sitting next to you. That's where it's not just a list of regulations. It's how God leads you. And as He leads you, He will lead you to triumph. And as He leads you to triumph, you will bear much fruit.
You've been listening to A Quick Word with Beth Moore. Beth would love for you to tune in each Tuesday night for Bible study. Class begins at 9:30 p.m., 8:30 Central on TBN. Maybe you had to miss a Tuesday. No problem. Go to BethMoore.org. You can watch the latest episode of her television program and more. Again, that's BethMoore.org.
Do you know if you have enough? Enough money? Enough house? Do you know how much is enough? If not, Ron Blue can help with his book, Master Your Money, a step-by-step plan for experiencing financial contentment. Learn how to save, invest, and give wisely, how to create a long-term financial plan, and how to get out of debt. You'll find it all in Master Your Money by Ron Blue, available when you click the store button at moneywiselive.org.
Happy to have Lauren Gydeck with us today of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and we're taking your calls, taking your questions now about who they are, what they do, and the. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you've helped maybe a million people because you mentioned the word billions of dollars earlier in the program. Does that mean you have millions of members, Lauren?
We don't have millions of members. We have hundreds of thousands of members.
Okay.
And I can tell you that last year we helped about 50,000 families.
Wow.
We did count that up.
That is fantastic. Okay, out to Indianapolis. Hunter, thanks for holding. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. If a person is currently participating in a Christian cost-sharing plan with their current employer and transitions to a new job, do you have any recommendations on how to start a conversation with the new employer's HR department to discuss that new employer's covering of a portion or all of that program?
Yeah, so Hunter, if I'm just to be clear here, so you're not asking about the company per se using CHM, but perhaps seeing your plan as something they might be willing to put some money into since you're already using health cost sharing. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Lauren, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I would just present to them that this is something that could potentially save them a few dollars, in their healthcare budget. It is a little bit of a different scenario, but I think you might have some success with that, or they might have questions, in which case I would direct them to our website. But that's really a great question. I don't get that one very often, so I appreciate you asking that.
Yeah, and I think the key is, Hunter, making sure they connect with somebody to understand fully what it is and why you're doing it. And I think at the end of the day, as Lauren said, the fact that they could save some money and help you continue in this plan that's been meeting the needs of your family might be something that they're very interested in discussing. So chministries.org, and you'll find the team really ready and willing to dive in and help you with this.
Hunter, we appreciate that question. Thanks very much. Let's see. How about Elgin, Illinois? Hi, Paul. How can we help you?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. It's been helpful
Thank you.
To me. My question is, we're 60 years old, and we're going to be retiring fairly soon. And my wife is kind of against this because she's in health care and doesn't seem like this would really help us for our health care needs. On me, on the other hand, I think that it would. So I kind of got to show her the facts. So the question is,
Yeah, I think we're losing you a bit, but I have the gist of your question. Lauren, for somebody in Paul's situation, he really believes this is a great solution for the family. Perhaps his wife doesn't understand it enough to say, yep, let's move ahead. How might you help him explain this to her, and where would you send him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. I think I would just explain to her, that this isn't something that just started yesterday in someone's garage or basement or something like that. CHM has been around for almost 40 years. We've shared over $5 billion with a B, dollars in medical bills. And there's a lot of good information on our website, of course. But I think in your wife's case, I would just really encourage her to give us a call and talk with one of our customer service representatives, because they're very compassionate. They get these types of questions all the time. They can really help talk her through whatever doubts that she might have.
Yeah, I think you'll find them to be very, very helpful. And Paul, we appreciate your call today. Lauren, we're about out of time. I'd love for you to finish today with a story, perhaps a story about how CHM has helped a family as it's gone through the various stages of life.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. About a year ago, we went down to Georgia to film a family for one of our videos. And the lady was a missionary to several foreign countries for a number of years. And she was struggling with a chronic illness, and they couldn't figure out what it was. They went to all these doctors, and she thought she was just going to have, a lifelong disability. Eventually, they did diagnose her. And she had to go to a neurosurgeon. Well, it turns out that there's only 10 neurosurgeons in the world that could do that surgery for her. And because she had CHM, she was able to find one a few hours from her home and get the procedure done. And today, her quality of life is just through the roof. And that's in the process, CHM shared, I think, well over $100,000 for her.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's incredible. Well, I'll tell you, several of our team members here at MoneyWise have been using this for many years and just found it to be a true ministry heart, but a really practical solution for their families as well. Lauren, we're grateful for our partnership at MoneyWise with CHM and all the great work that you do, and I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lauren. And the next time your film crew is in Georgia, both Rob and myself have often been referred to as moderately photogenic, whatever that means. So just keep us in mind. And with that, we're going to pause here. Don't forget, if you'd like to contact these folks, chministries.org. We'll be back with more after this.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs. Through CHM's voluntary health cost sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
Hi, this is Steve Moore of MoneyWise Live, and this is the Moody Radio Verse of the Week. It's 1 Peter 2, 1 through 3. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. That's 1 Peter 2, 1 through 3, the Moody Radio Verse of the Week.
one more reason why the ministry of Moody Radio is so important.
This may be the only opportunity somebody might have to hear the gospel. We know that the gospel will change lives, and so that's why it's important. We need changed lives that will follow Christ.
Your gift to Moody Radio helps listeners like this encounter the gospel through clear Bible teaching.
Call 1-800-DL-MOODY or visit moodyradio.org.
Attention MoneyWise Live listeners. If you don't like free stuff, please change the station now. Still with us? Great. You can get free access today to the new MoneyWise e-magazine, packed with valuable expert articles, practical tips, and biblical wisdom. You'll even find exclusive podcast episodes you won't hear anywhere else. Your MoneyWise e-magazine subscription is waiting for you at moneywiselive.org/signup.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve has issued its semi-annual monetary policy report to Congress. The Fed promises to use its full range of tools to pull the country out of a coronavirus-induced recession caused by the pandemic. President Trump says he'd like to see an end to the police use of chokeholds, except in limited circumstances. The president said he doesn't like chokeholds and thinks that, generally speaking, the practice should be ended. But he also spoke about a scenario in which a police officer is alone and fighting one-on-one and might need to use the tactic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law today a sweeping package of police accountability measures, including one allowing the release of officers' long-withheld disciplinary records. Stocks ending higher, the Dow gained 477 points today. The NASDAQ was up 96. This is SRN News.
So what's your concern or conundrum today? Is it spending, saving, buying, renting, giving, investing? We'll talk about those things and more if you'll give us a call. We have open lines at 800-525-7000. Cleveland, Ohio, and Ellen, how can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, I have a couple of questions about the emergency savings fund that you recommend having 3 to 6 months of. Yeah. The first question is what exactly is that to be used for? Is it just for loss of income, or like right now I'm having my roof replaced because of storm damage, so am I using part of that to pay the deductible, or what exactly is emergency savings for? And the other question is since I only have 3 months right now of emergency savings, and you're recommending 3 to 6 months, which would be double the 3 months, and then I'm also starting a 15-year refinance mortgage right now, which I would like to have paid off in 9 years when I retire. So I'm not sure which one I should be focused on more with extra funds.
Yeah, very good. Well, those are great questions, Ellen. Obviously, you're being very thoughtful about how you manage God's money. You know, the purpose of the 3 to 6 months emergency savings is to have that liquid reserve for the unexpected. The question is, what is truly unexpected? And I think we have to draw a distinction between those things we should be anticipating are going to have a useful life, and therefore we need to be putting money aside systematically to replace, like, you know, an air conditioner that, you know, is going to have a 15-year useful life, and so at some point we know we need to replace it, or you know, maybe it's 20 years, whatever it is, a car that we know is going to have to be replaced, and we'd like to be able to buy it, pay for it with cash. You know, those things that just through the course of normal wear and tear are ultimately going to have to be replaced versus something that's unexpected, truly unexpected. You know, a transmission goes out in a car early and it couldn't have been anticipated, or an AC unit breaks down, or you have a temporary loss of income or the loss of a job that just comes out of left field. Those things really are emergencies. So I think we need to find the balance between what should we be building into our spending plan on a monthly basis to be saving for normal replacement versus that which would be a catastrophic event or something that's damaged, like in perhaps in the case of your roof, where this is an emergency. We didn't plan planned for it. We couldn't have, and therefore, you know, that's what these funds are for. So it's really kind of working through those two things. Now, in terms of increasing from 3 to 6 months, I think, you know, there's not a right or wrong answer here, which is why we give a range. I think a lot of that comes down to what is the stability of your job situation? Is it a newer job? Are you starting your own business? And therefore, you know, you have a bit of fluctuation. Or have you been in the same job for quite a long time and you feel like, you know, apart from what you might come unexpectedly, at least your expectation is that everything is pretty solid and therefore you're more comfortable in the 3 month end than the 6 month end. So that's just something you need to look at your situation and make that decision prayerfully. I love the idea of you being completely debt free in 9 years. I think one of the approaches there would be to say, could I run an amortization schedule that tells me exactly how much extra I need to pay toward principal each month to be able to sync up the payoff with that 9-year target? And if, in fact, you have margin beyond that that amount, perhaps you could split it. You make that extra principal payments each month to get to that 9-year target, and then you take the rest of your margin and you continue to fund your emergency savings. Perhaps you don't build it up as fast, but that at least keeps you on track to accomplish both goals over time, moving your emergency savings up to a higher level while still making progress toward that early payoff on that 15-year mortgage. Let me throw it back to you, though. Does all that make sense?
Yeah, it does very much. And how do I do an amortization schedule?
Yeah, a couple of ways you can do that. One is you could go back to your mortgage servicer and just ask them to do it for you. Say, listen, I want you to run an amortization schedule showing a 9-year payoff, and they're going to give you a document back that says exactly what you need to send each month toward principal over and above your regularly scheduled payment. Or you could do that yourself online. Just Google mortgage calculator, and you'll find one that'll allow you to use one of the variables to be a payoff of 9 years, and it will tell you exactly how much extra to add. And there's many of them. You may need to try two or three until you find the one that gives you exactly what you're looking for. But in either case, an online calculator or calling your mortgage servicer and asking them to run it, I think will give you the information you're looking for.
Ellen, we appreciate your phone call today. We wish you the best. Thank you. Miami, Florida. Hi, Tacy. Is it warm in Miami today?
Very hot, yes. Thank you.
Hey, how can we help?
Well, my question is, I was planning to sell my house, and the buyer would like me to finance 50% over the course of 5 years, which would be about $500,000. Mm-hmm. And I've been advised against it by my attorney just because he said all things can happen.
Yeah.
And wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, I would generally concur with that, Tacy. You know, often when somebody's asking you to finance part of the sale, that means they don't have the ability to buy it. Either they have bad credit or they just can't get a lender under conventional ratios to extend the credit, which is a big warning sign to me that they may be, in fact, overextended. It's kind of like somebody coming and asking you to co-sign for a loan that they're trying to take out. They need to use your credit because theirs is not sufficient. And the Federal Trade Commission says that 50% of the time that happens, the person does not hold up their end of the bargain, meaning they're not able to make the payments on a timely basis throughout the life of the loan. And therefore, the person co-signing has to step in. And I would think it would often be true here in the case of somebody asking you to hold a mortgage. Do you have any reason as to why they're asking you to do that?
They want to sell their house, which they feel like it probably will fall in 6 months to a year.
Right.
And
right.
Just want an extra cushion if it doesn't sell in a year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He has a lot of businesses, so he didn't want to go the traditional financing route because he's self-employed. It's different trying to get financed as opposed to
Yeah, those are all warning signs for me, Tacy, that you could be in a high risk for default here. And, you know, there's reasons that lenders on a conventional basis have certain guidelines on the amount of income and the debt to income ratios and, you know, how much outstanding credit is already there, how much payment can they afford, especially somebody who's saying they're going to try to carry two mortgages. You know, there's probably a good reason that a typical lender would not finance this. And I think you ought to take that and perhaps wait it out for somebody who can come in and buy this, at least somebody who can, you know, conventionally get approved for this mortgage without requiring you. So I'd probably stay away from it if I were you. I think there's just too many red flags.
Tacy, we appreciate that phone call today, and we pray God will give you wisdom and direction as you move ahead. Thanks very much. Speaking of moving ahead, when we come back, we'll be talking with Christian in Illinois who wants to refinance from 30 to 15 years on their mortgage. Joe's also in Illinois. He just finished paying off his mortgage. Congrats on that, Joe. He's saving but wants to know what next steps he should take to maximize the money that he does have. This is MoneyWise Live, your host. Host is Rob West. I'm Steve Moore. You should check us out online if you haven't. It's MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org. We'll be right back with more calls after this.
God cares a great deal more about our money than most of us imagine. In fact, Jesus says more about our use of money and possessions than about anything else, including both heaven and hell. In Managing God's Money, author Randy Alcorn breaks it all down in a simple, easy-to-follow format that makes it the perfect reference tool if you're interested in gaining a solid biblical understanding of money, possessions, and eternity. Managing God's Money is available when you click the store button at MoneyWiseLive.org.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy, and I'm here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. They say the definition of a religious fanatic is someone who's closer to God than you are. Well, I tend to run in the opposite direction from fanatics, but I love to be challenged by people who are closer to God than me. And when I find them, I try to spend as much time with them as possible because I want to be like them. If you want to feel comfortable in a compromised lifestyle, you'll hang out with people who live compromised lives. But if you want to grow in your relationship with God, you'll hang out with people who have a closer relationship with God than you have, who pursue every opportunity God gives them to share Him with others. That's where the fun begins and where the Lord wants you to live your life. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. If you need help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
Oh, yes, there's pleasure in sin for a short time, but it's soon over. The hangover comes, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Billy Graham.
Choose Christ, and there'll never be a hangover except joy and peace. You have to make a choice. It's either self or Christ. Which will it be?
It's either a life surrendered to Jesus or a life where you follow your own feelings and desires. That may sound appealing, but the only way to true peace and happiness in this life and the next is to follow Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus Christ is the highway to heaven. He died on the cross so that all the sins you've ever committed, all the things you've ever done wrong, are forgiven.
You can have that forgiveness right now. Give your heart to Jesus. You can learn how at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Would you like your life to be infused with joy? Would you like to interject an eternal dimension into even the most ordinary day? Author Randy Alcorn says you can when you discover the Treasure Principle. In a concise, power-packed style, this newly revised and updated book offers a six-step plan to finding the immediate pleasure and eternal rewards of the Treasure Principle. And once you discover it, life will never look the same. The Treasure Principle is available when you click the store button at MoneyWiseLive.org.
Okay, let's travel out to Oaklawn, Illinois next. And let's see, Christian, what's your question? Hi, Christian. You there?
Oh, hi. Hello, yes, thank you very much.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for this ministry, and thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it.
Well, real quick, I want to
refinance from a 30-year to a 15-year. Before I do that, I just want to get some good wisdom here. Pretty much, my interest right now is at 3.75% on a 30-year. I owe $129,000. So I'm hearing a lot of stories, people refinancing right now to take advantage of the low interest for a 15-year. And I want to see your take on that. And also, another question was, how should I go with my bank directly? Or I don't know if it'll affect me. I know it's going to affect my credit if I run it with two or three different banks. Or what do you recommend on that?
Yeah. Well, rates have ticked down even in the last couple of days, Christian, just with the moves in the market. And obviously we're at very low Fed funds rates, which doesn't always translate into mortgage rates. But we did see some softening in the mortgage rates this week. New purchase 30-year rates are around 3, 15-year rates around 2.5. They're going to be a bit higher for a refinance, but you should still be able to get well under your current rate right now. And I love the idea of you going from a 30-year to a 15-year at the same time. Those rates are going to be less, so usually around a half a point below the 30-year rates. Have you looked at this in terms of your budget, just to make sure that with the mortgage payment on the 15-year term that you can, in fact, handle that?
I kind of thought about it, and I think I'm pretty okay. We're okay on the savings, and we'll be able to handle it, because I was thinking of adding extra to the principal, but I said, I really never had, I'm talking about it, 20s or 30s a month to the principal, and I said, if I start adding more, what if maybe the mortgage, for example, if it's $1,000 a month, and if it jumps up to 200 or more a month, I think it'd still be worth it.
Yeah. Well, I think the key is you just want to go ahead and run your budget and make sure you can carry that extra payment. We use a rule of thumb that says you shouldn't allocate more than 25% of your take-home pay to principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So you just want to make sure that your that higher payment is going to work for you. But I like this option. I think you should be able to see a full percentage point savings with that 15-year loan, which is what I would be looking for. So as long as you can save a point and you're planning on staying in this property for 5 to 7 years, you can absorb the cost of the refi. And you've looked at the budget to make sure that it's not going to cause you to have to stretch to make that monthly payment, given what you were already planning to do in terms of sending extra to principal, then I like it a lot. Now, in terms of where to go, you certainly could check with your local bank. I'd check online, though, as well. There's some great rates out there online right now with some of the online banks. A great resource would be bankrate.com. Bankrate.com. You could go in and look at the various options for a 15 and a 30-year, and you can compare some of those online bank rates to your traditional brick and mortar and then decide which way to go. Also, make sure you get a good faith estimate so you understand exactly what the closing costs are going to be. But I like this idea.
Thanks, Christian. Appreciate that call. Out to Elgin, Illinois next. And Joe, what's your situation, sir?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Uh-huh.
I'm debt-free. I was able to pay my mortgage last year with much sacrifice. That was my goal originally. I accomplished that goal. Thank you, Lord. I have no credit card debts for many years. I've been building my savings. I'm looking to see. I have a 401k plan. I've maxed that for what the employer is offering. I'm saving all my extra. I'm looking at other ways to how I can invest my money to make myself money. Though the stock market is kind of low. Currently lost a lot there. I was advised to look at a Roth. I'm not sure where to go and what other options I can dab into and I can earn interest.
Yeah. Very good. Well, Joe, you're doing great work here. I love the fact that you paid off all of your debt, including your home mortgage last year. That's tremendous. And now you're sitting here with a surplus wanting to know perhaps what the Lord would have you to do. The good news is, as we look at the various ways we can use our money on lifestyle, giving, owing for debt and taxes, and then money that we grow, that would be our short-term savings and our long-term savings and investments, you're really checking some of these boxes off. If you've capped your lifestyle and said, you know what, I don't really need to spend any more on my lifestyle, I can kind of lock this right where it is, then we eliminate that box. And then if you don't owe anything because you've eliminated your debt, that one's gone. So then really it just comes down to the tension and the balance between growing and giving. One question would be to really pray through the question of how much is enough, and define not only whether this is where you want to cap your lifestyle, but also what about your balance sheet? How much accumulation do you really need? You know, we don't want to accumulate just for accumulation's sake. I think that's where we see the parable of the rich fool who just building bigger barns, and we certainly don't want to do that. I think we need to always have a plan that's thought through prayerfully, that aligns with our values and our priorities as believers. And, that's where a certified kingdom advisor could perhaps help you think through that in terms of how much do you really need for retirement and any other savings goals that you have. And through your current retirement savings, are you on track to meet that goal? And if so, could this surplus be an opportunity to perhaps ask the Lord how he might use you to meet the needs of others or be involved in some of his great work around the world in the name of Jesus? That would be something I'd be wrestling through. And so we always want to do this in light of a plan. So if you have an advisor, I would probably start there. If you don't, you could find a certified kingdom advisor there in Elgin by going to moneywiselive.org. Just click on Find a CKA and you can do a zip code search. But I think in terms of the various tools, other than your company-sponsored plan, Joe, I really do like the Roth IRA. That could be a great long-term saving option for you where you can put in after-tax dollars and see that tax-free growth. But I think before you do that, I would just revisit that financial plan, do some retirement planning, and then really think about perhaps what giving goals you might have, because those are really the two things you should be focused on at this point.
Great suggestions there, Rob. Obviously, learning how to handle surplus is almost a lifelong thing. But if God continues to provide you with the surplus, he has a reason for it. And it may be to build a slightly bigger barn, or it may be to increase the giving you do at your church just slightly, or maybe more than slightly. But knowing God's plan for our lives is a lifelong thing. And Joe, we appreciate your call. Thank you. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jacob, just a couple of minutes. What's the scenario there?
So I have purchased a house as of last September, and before that I was debt free, so that's a good thing. I was able to find a house with a 25% take home mortgage payment and then a 15-year mortgage term, so that was all great, aligned with what you guys teach. And by the way, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate what you, the knowledge that you guys give to everyone. But so my question is that I've done a little bit of cash flow with some garage repairs just to keep it standing because it was in pretty sorry shape. But the house, I just had a furnace that went out, and then I got some quotes on that, and it would cost anywhere from like $6,000 to $15,000, kind of just different flavors of furnaces there. And then I also have a roof that at least the shingles need to be repaired in probably the next year to year and a half. And my question is where I also want to try to get to be debt free as soon as possible. So that would mean accelerating the mortgage payments as much as I can. But the question is, where would those necessary repairs come into play when I'm trying to become debt free as soon as possible? I know the furnace has to happen before the winter, but
sure. Yeah, these are great questions, and I love the way you're thinking through this, Jacob. You're obviously on a track to be debt-free. You've bought a fixer-upper. I think anytime we go into a home like that, we just know on the front end there's going to be some cost to get it where it's livable, make sure we're maintaining it properly. And the things you're mentioning are not just enhancements. I mean, we're talking about the furnace, which is essential. We're talking about the roof, which, as long as there's not leaks, perhaps that could be put off. I think we often want to try to fund these out of cash flow if we can, where we're saving for them over time and then doing them as needed. If you don't have the ability to do that, you know, that would mean that you'd have to take probably a home equity loan, and I would obviously focus on paying that off as quick as you can before you accelerate the mortgage payoff, just because that's going to carry a higher interest rate on a second mortgage than your current mortgage has. I love the fact that you're on a 15-year, so you're not making payments based on 30 years. And so if you have to delay adding extra to that to be able to fund either out of cash flow by waiting and saving or paying off that home equity loan with your surplus until such time as you can pivot over and accelerate that first mortgage, I think that's probably the way to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I also do have a 6-month emergency fund. So, I mean, obviously, if I had to dip into that to pay for like the furnace before this winter came, that would be a completely logical thing to do, right?
Yeah, perhaps that's the way to go, is you draw that down to 3 months, use that to pay for the furnace. Hopefully that covers it. And then we focus on rebuilding that or taking the surplus that you have and starting to put it away for the roof repairs and delaying on those just as long as you can. Then we don't have to do any more borrowing. I realize we've dipped down on our emergency fund and we've delayed our payoff on our first mortgage, but you're making some real progress toward keeping the home in good shape. So I like that plan a lot, and I think just keep up the good work.
Yeah, Jacob, thanks so much for touching base with us. Hope you have a great weekend. We appreciate your phone call today, and we hope you have a great weekend as well. Time getting the better of us. MoneyWise Live is a partnership between Moody Radio and MoneyWise Media. My thanks to our technical crew today. Judy's our producer, Clara, our call screener, Amy handling engineering, Jim learning how to ride and shift the gears on his brand new bicycle. For Rob West, I'm Steve Moore. Thanks for listening. Join us again on Monday.